Good morning. From the newsroom of the Financial Times, today is Tuesday, December 11th, and this is your FT News Briefing. Today we'll be looking at how Wall Street recovered after an ugly start to trading on Monday. What's at stake for Theresa May and Brexit after the UK Prime Minister postponed a parliamentary vote? And new disclosures from KPMG on bullying and sexual harassment. Then the FT's Harriet Agnew takes us to France, where President Emmanuel Macron is responding to weeks of protests against his leadership. I'm Eric Krupke, and here's the news you need to start your day.
I'm Mantha Bhadkar. I'm a reporter at Fast FT. U.S. stocks began the day lower, and by mid-morning, Wall Street was deep in the red, leaving some worried about another potentially ugly day in markets after the S&P 500 just last week clocked its biggest weekly decline since March. Now, that came primarily because of a decline in Apple shares. So a Chinese court banned sales of some iPhones in China, which is the world's largest market for mobiles, and that sent shares in Apple sharply lower and dragged tech stocks down too. But by mid-afternoon, a bunch of analysts downplayed the ruling, and so that in turn prompted Apple shares to recover and helped lift tech stocks higher as well. Tech sort of led the recovery on Wall Street. That recovery was dented by concerns about trade that are ongoing, and also by investor angst that was tied with Brexit. The British pound fell 1.7% against the US dollar, but it recovered some of those losses by the end of the day.
We've now had 3 days of debate on the withdrawal agreement.
And the Brexit vote we were all waiting for will not happen today.
I've listened very carefully to what has been said in this chamber and out of it.
Prime Minister Theresa May agreed to delay the House of Commons vote on her Brexit treaty with the EU. And today, Mrs. May will begin a tour of European capitals to plead for a better deal.
I will discuss with them the clear concerns that this House has expressed. On one issue, the Northern Ireland backstop, there remains widespread and deep concern.
She'll be looking for some more solid assurances that the backstop is temporary. European Council President Donald Tusk said the EU was ready to discuss how to facilitate the UK ratification, but he warned that the EU wouldn't renegotiate the deal or the Irish backstop. Both Mrs. May's Brexit deal and her premiership now hang by a thread.
I am determined to do all I can to get this deal over the line and deliver for the British people, and I commend this statement to the House.
Yesterday, the accounting firm KPMG disclosed that seven of its UK partners left the firm over the past 4 years because of inappropriate behavior. That includes conduct like bullying and sexual harassment. KPMG is the second of the big four accounting groups to share these figures. The disclosure comes just a day after the FT reported that 20 UK partners were fired by Deloitte over the same time period. PricewaterhouseCoopers and Ernst & Young have declined to share similar statistics. And here's something you might want to know more about. Anti-government protests have been raging in France for 4 weeks now. Demonstrators are calling themselves the Gilets Jaunes, or in English, the Yellow Vests. The protests began in opposition to rising fuel taxes, but now protesters are speaking out about a whole range of issues, from high taxes to how they think President Emmanuel Macron is out of touch with everyday French citizens. The government has agreed to cancel the planned fuel tax increase, but demonstrators want more. And Mr. Macron has finally addressed the country. He gave a 13-minute televised speech last night. The FT's Harriet Agnew is here to tell us what he said.
Française, Français.
My fellow citizens.
Nous voilà ensemble.
We are together.
Au rendez-vous de notre pays et de notre avenir.
To talk about our future.
So the main way that Macron tried to address some of the demands of the protesters was to announce some measures that improve their purchasing power.
Living conditions have deteriorated. People feel they are not being listened to.
So he unveiled 4 concrete measures related to taxation, including increasing the minimum wage by 100 euros per month without any cost to employers. And then he also said that overtime would be without taxes or charges from 2019.
Extra work should generate extra revenues.
He also asked that employers pay an end-of-year bonus, which will be exempt from tax. And he said that the government would cancel the increase in CST social charges for pensions below 2,000 euros per month.
Very soon, the Prime Minister will submit all these decisions to Parliament.
And were there any protester demands that he didn't address?
Well, I think it's important to note here that the Gilets Jaunes is an amorphous and leaderless movement and with no political affiliation and really no official list of demands. And they have a long list of varied and often contradictory demands. That said, one thing that many of them do seem to be agreeing on is that the wealth tax should be reinstated. One of Macron's first measures was to reform the wealth tax. The wealth tax is a very contentious policy that has been around in one shape or form in France for about 40 years. Most recently, it was a tax on assets above 1.3 million, but Macron reformed it, and so it applied to real estate only. So he hoped that people would then invest their money into the French economy and into companies. But any of the Gilets Jaunes who hoped that Macron would reinstate the wealth tax would have been disappointed. In his speech on Monday evening, he said that there would be no turning back on the wealth tax because going backward would weaken us. Instead, he reiterated a desire to clamp down on tax evasion.
And one of the biggest grievances that protesters have shared is they think that Mr. Macron is out of touch with the realities of their everyday lives. Did he address that concern?
Well, he attempted to issue a mea culpa of sorts. He said he took his share of the responsibility for not being able to provide a sufficiently fast and strong response during his 19-month presidency. He did also address his propensity for making verbal gaffes. You'll remember things like he told an unemployed person just to cross the road to find a job. And Macron said on Monday, "I may have hurt some of you with my words."
And what's the state of the French economy right now? What are the realities for working-class French people and some of the protesters?
Well, I think we're in this situation where Macron has made a series of structural reforms, but people are yet to see their everyday lives improve. Unemployment still remains high at over 9%. And the worry right now is that the Gilets Jaunes protests have hurt the French economy. On Monday, the French central bank slashed its forecast for economic growth for the fourth quarter from 0.4% to 0.2%. And Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire warned that the protests had been a catastrophe for the French economy.
And does there seem to be any end in sight for these protests?
Well, after Macron's speech on Monday night, as you'd expect, many of the opposition leaders rallied around to say that the proposals didn't go far enough. Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who's the leader of the far left party, called for a fifth round of protests next weekend. So we'll have to see how that evolves and whether the Gilets Jaunes are managing to galvanize the same level of demonstrators as they have done over the past few weeks.
And those translations were excerpts from President Macron's televised speech on France 24. You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today we'll be following Google Chief Executive Sundar Pichai. He's testifying before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. Lawmakers are expected to criticize Google for working on a censored search engine for China. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.